Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to Fish and Frank's on the computer radio show, almost like that. So anyway, we're going to talk about sea trout and where to go, what to do, how to find them, and just kind of sea trout in general. I've got Captain Cale Wills with me today, and I've got Captain Greg Whaley, two captains, and you know, they're actually right here in the studio. It's just inspiring. It gives me goosebumps and almost makes me nauseous. I don't know, all in the same time.
I have that effect on many people.
Yeah. I was going to say it's like that because he's not actually looking at us. You know?
Yeah, well, my mic faces the other way, so... Anyway, we're going to talk about sea trout.
He's got some fantasy going on over here.
Yeah. What about Dracula here, guys? We're going to talk about Dracula, the fanged one. I mean, a sea trout is basically a vampire fish. I mean, they've got big fangs out in the front, two giant fangs off the front of them. Now, it's quite common to see one broke off. And how you break one of them fangs off, I've never actually seen the fang broken. I've seen it gone, but I've never actually seen it break off like in a lure or anything.
It comes from you guys that still fish J-hooks.
Yeah, because we actually hook them in the mouth instead of that J-hook.
Right.
The only way that circle hook works good is if you let him swallow it, wait a little while, he'll digest it, and it hooks on the outside of his bum as you're pulling him along.
You don't lose any that way.
No, that's true. At least with the J-hook, you know, it's hooked in his mouth.
Exactly.
I never really was a big fan of trout. I'm starting to appreciate them more as
it's a good fill-in for the snowbirds, you know?
Yeah, that's, you know, that was the one thing that I said that I wasn't going to do as a charter captain is I wasn't going to go out there and specifically target trout just to fill a day.
Well,
that was
I'll
one
tell
of my
you what,
goals.
But this time of year, sometimes that's all
now,
you
can do.
Now,
if the client
do.
Asks for trout, we'll go fish for trout.
But I got to tell you, I used to have a lot of fun. I'd take people out, and one nice thing about fishing in wintertime trout is you want the water as low as you can find it, because where there's no water, there's no fish.
Right.
And all you got to do is find a little pocket of water. And I used to have this little hole that I would fish. And when it was real, real low, I would get out, put my customers up in the front of the boat. I'd get out the back and just shove the boat along about 50 yards and take a little bit of time to get there. But I'd drop both anchors off on the side of the hole. And every time you cast in, you catch a trout. I'd start them off with shrimp and popping corks. And then we'd go to jigs. And then we'd go to topwaters. And by the time the water was up, we were really tired of being there because we had already caught 150 trout. And,
well, and, you know, and that's the nice thing about trout. I mean, you can throw nearly anything in the water, and they're going
to
eat it.
Yeah, I love going to the show, and the guy says, "This is great for sea trout." I'm going, "Yeah, it was a pop top and a paper clip, and it'd be great for sea trout."
Yeah, the other
stick that hook in the paper towel and throw it in there. You're
going to
get a
trout. That's redfish bait. No, that's redfish bait. I'm sorry.
I'm going to try it on trout this year.
Paper towel is redfish bait.
The other thing that bothers me with trout seems to be this slide scale of what a gator trout is. When I came down here 15 years ago, it was anything 10 pounds or better was a gator trout. Now it seems that anything that
10 pounds? I'm going to go, I would say if it's over 5 pounds, I'm going to go gator.
But now it's down to about anything over 20 inches over that upper slot is considered a gator.
And a lot of guys do that, but I think it needs to be in that upper 20 into the 30s before I consider a gator trout.
I'm going to go 27, 28 inches,
exactly.
5
what
pounds,
I'm saying.
That's a gator trout. Yeah.
That's a gator trout.
But I've only seen a few trout in the 30-inch range. Very, very few.
Yeah, and most people luck into those big trout. I mean, there are hard to
unless
get
you're
out there
Sasquatch and you find that hole down there in Pine Island Sound and catch them day after day. Huh?
Well, the one tactic that I have found that works very well for producing big trout, everybody realizes that trout school by size. If you catch 6-inch trout, you're going to sit there and catch 6 to 8.
5.5 to 6 and
exactly.
a half.
Exactly.
When you catch the first
long.
One, they're all going to be from a half inch smaller to a half inch bigger.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that big trout eat little trout. So
My
like
favorite bait for rainbow trout and even German brown trout, freshwater trout, was lures that looked exactly like a rainbow or German brown.
And see what you're saying. That's why you're going to find them more in open water than going way up in a canal where they're constricted in their movement. They're going to stay where they can get away quick because yeah, they know that big boy's coming along to get them.
The big ones don't school up, ones and twos. But yeah. the mistake that people make is they find that school of little guys, and they realize that they school by size, so they give up and leave. And what I've been doing is spending more time with that school of little trout. Find the edges of that school because they're schooled there for a reason, whether it's a depression, a pothole.
They could be depressed. I've seen some very sad trout out there.
That's
yes,
the one,
I have.
That's because you keep pulling their fangs out.
Yes.
But
with that J-hook.
You work the edge of that school, and a lot of times you'll find those bigger trout laying in wait for one of those little ones to break the school and become lunch.
But you're going to find the big trout. The big trout that I normally caught out here, I'll catch them back up in a little cut off the west wall. You know, they're up in there.
Usually
they're
where
chasing.
You're finding redfish and
exactly.
big snook.
But they're
exactly.
big enough to, okay,
to compete.
Yeah, to compete with the bigger predators. Yeah. I will tell you an old, old secret for when you're in 3-4 feet of water, nice trout depth. Down here, when you fish sea trout, you want to try and find a grassy area, 3-4 feet of water on it. Put a shrimp about two and a half feet under a popping cork and just slam that bobber and make it do a lot of splashing. And that gets their attention. As you slam in the bobber, it jumps the shrimp, makes it move around. But what we would do is take a mirror lure, a TT-18, and I would throw that old TT-18 out there and just let it sink. And you got to give it about 2-3 seconds when you see the splash. Get it down right along the top of the grass and work it slow. Number one, I know at my age, I don't run around the way I did when I was 20 or 16 or even 30 or 40 years old. I just don't run around that much anymore. If I'm going to go get a meal, I'm going to walk over there and grab it. I'm not going to run around chasing it. So slow it down, put that TT-18 and just twitch it right along the top of the grass. And nice, slow, easy movements. Doesn't really attract the smaller ones, but that big one's going to be down there. And if there's a bigger one, he's going to be right below them, kind of hiding. And it's very safe for him down there because he knows those little guys can't eat him. But if something big comes to eat them, he can just get out of the way.
Yeah, and I've been using a similar tactic with my newfound favorite lure, the 17MR mirror lure. Count it down. Those things sink about a foot every 2 seconds. So I'll give it a 4-second count in 3 feet of water before I start retrieving it.
The 17. Now, I know the TT is going to drop about a foot a second.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's but it's a heavier bait. It's
right,
bigger.
Right, a lot more hooks. That way you don't lose so many trout.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, hey, I need all the advantage I get. You young fellas come in here and, you know.
But see, on the other hand, now you're talking about both are suspending twitch baits, and they're
right.
going to sink as far as you let them sink.
Right.
Now, if you go throw an XR8 or an XR6, you know, they're also kind of weighted, but they've got that diving lip on them.
Right.
And you start working those, they're going to get right down there where you need to be. And I've had a lot of good luck with those.
Love those on the outside of the sandbar. Love them out there.
Now, we've got a little bit of time left here, and we're going to do a vote. Number one lure, mid-depths. What's your favorite mid-depth lure?
Well, unfortunately, they don't make it anymore, but I would say a Yozuri 3D Minnow in the AY or the TM.
Well, yeah, but you could go with the Storm Kicking, Twitching
exactly,
Shad.
Exactly, that Pearl Shad.
That Pearl Shad from
that's
Storm.
A good one.
That's a great compliment.
That's
so we're
a
gonna,
good
we're going to call yours the Storm.
Sure.
Kale?
If I'm after big trout, I am probably going to pull that Mirror Lure 17MR.
Okay.
What color?
I like that 19 gold broken glass.
Yeah, gold broken glass.
Yeah
that's
the one I have. The
I would,
eyes are gone.
I would vote
it's
for
all
that.
Scratched up.
I would vote for that in the darker water.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of difference here. So for me, I don't know. I'd probably go with that Storm bait. I like that a lot.
And it's
and
got
like
a nice
say,
natural action, even if you don't know how to work it,
right.
reeling it. It's got a good wobble in the water.
Yeah, it's going to give you kind of your best. If I was going to go really back in time, I'd use the, and they still make it, it still works, it's still great lure, is the old Cotton Cordell Rippling Redfin in the gold, bright gold color. I've done tremendous on the flats with it, but I think I would actually catch more fish with the Storm.
Yep.
So I think that would probably be it. Okay. by a show of hands so everybody there can see us, what's the number one top water bait?
you don't even have to ask.
Zara Spook Bone SL.
Okay. Zara Spook Jr. Bone SL. It kind of takes the whole thing. Nothing like a top water, but we're going to go into top waters later. But trout is probably the best fish in the world. Trout and ladyfish would be the two best to learn how to use a top water. They hit them regular. They go like